Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. And thank you, Lord, as we were reading here, we can just perceive you. You were broken for us. You left your disciples, your first disciples, for a time, and they were in despair, and they ran, and they couldn't stand. But thank you, Jesus, you came back to stand with them, to be married to them, Lord. And we thank you, this is the new and the better covenant. And this is the good news, the wine of the new covenant, that we understand that you are a very present help, that you are a shepherd, a big brother, our Lord and Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to keep us and lead us and help us in every situation to fulfill that destiny that you've prepared for us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 26, verse 31 to 35. Then Jesus told them, "Before the night is over, you're going to fall to pieces because of what happened to me. There's a scripture that says, 'I'll strike the shepherd. Dazed and confused, the sheep will be scattered. But after I'm raised up, I, your shepherd, will go ahead of you, leading the way to Galilee.'" And Peter broke in, "Even if everyone else falls to pieces on account of you, I won't." "Don't be so sure," Jesus said. "This very night, before the rooster crows up the dawn, you will deny me three times." And Peter protested, "Even if I had to die with you, I would never deny you." And all the others said the same thing.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, we can just see, you know, the Lord has called them, they've got to know him, and they appreciate him. They see the beauty coming forth from him and the favor of God upon his life, and so they can't take the idea of him being taken away, but they don't understand that unless he gets broken, unless he gets bruised on our behalf, they would still be the carnal people they were. So at that time, they are still not spiritual, and Jesus knows. Okay, he's coming to the full understanding of his purpose here on earth is to be the bread that would be broken so that the new wine kingdom realities can come. So here we just see a mankind without a savior that showed the way and lived the life from baby to young man to father, and then died so that we can be set free, paid the price, that sin could be taken away, that we could become the righteousness of God. It's so necessary. And we know the other story pans out, and they were scattered and they were in despair. And also in John 16:16, Jesus reminds them, tells them, "In a little while you won't see me, but then in a little while you will see me." And then he goes on to explain, it's like a woman that is giving birth. It's painful when the woman is giving birth, but then when the child comes, then everyone rejoices. And he was referring to himself when he would come out of that grave, go up into heaven, receive the name above all names, and put the devil out of heaven, and come back to his disciples and say, all authority has been given to me. And so he would bring about a new day, the day of the Lord, where we can work together with him, where we can drink and partake of a new covenant together with him in the kingdom. That's what it was all about. And yeah, so the disciples didn't see it, but we need to see it now. Amen. They saw it later on. It became a reality to them. They went out in power with the Spirit, in the leadings of the Lord. So we need to see it. So this just portrays the necessity of a new and a better covenant, the necessity of turning away from the world, turning to the Lord, following the Lord like the disciples, so that we can be there where we need to be, where God wants us to be, and then we can have the favor of God, just as Jesus had. So Jesus, knowing that this, I remember he said it before to them, "The works that I do, you shall also do. As much as my Father loves me, he loves you." And now he has to go and doing the dying, doing the that which is necessary for us. Peter puts it this way. He had to partake of the cross. The sufferings of Christ had to come so that the consequent glory could come. So without the cross, without Jesus paying the price for them and for us, there is no new covenant. There is no new life. There is no marriage. God willing, I'll ask my cousin. He'll send it to you, where it talks about a beautiful marriage, a reality that happened. And this is a beautiful reality of us now married to Christ. Amen. We need to be the wise virgins first that has got all the wine necessary to understand a new and a better covenant has come, and then to meet the Lord and then stay with the Lord, married to him, to bear fruits to God. And also tomorrow, Sister Flo, Saint Flo, is also going to be sharing where it's just made clear to Jesus, and it needs to be clear to us all, the necessity of him dying so that we can have life together with him in this new and this better covenant. So be blessed to know you run to the Lord, submit to him, and then submitting to him and staying in tune with him, you resist the devil and the devil will flee. Amen. We have got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is our Savior, our helper, a very present help. So stay in tune and stay with him, and so be the blessings that God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.